Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in Kfiyah v'mitzvahs. This is the sixth shiur in the series. Baruch Hashem, there's so much more to say. Rashi in Ksubis, and Daf Tzadi Aleph, Amid Aleph, and Divra Maschel, Mitzvah Aliyasom, Lefrachov Aviyem, that it is a mitzvah for the orphans to repay the loan of their father, writes, Mishon kvod avihen, because of the honor of their father, Ela she'ein lebeizdin lakufan al kach, the beizdin can't force them, delav mitzvah se'ese mefureshesi kesukah v'lulav, ela mitzvah be'alma derabbanan, it is not an explicit mitzvah se'ese like sukah v'lulav, stam mitzvah derabbanan, and therefore we don't force the orphans to pay their father's loan. But they do have a mitzvah. Tosus Pevav Amid Aleph Niksubis. Dibur Maschel Priyas Bachov Mitzvah asks that we see in Gittin Mem Amid Aleph that we're kofen al ames l'kayim divrei ames. We're kofen on the mitzvah, not kofen the mace, the kaim divrei hamace, that's not within our power. But we're kofen on the mitzvah, to be a kaim divrei hamace. We coerce a person to fulfill the will of the mace, mitzvah the kaim divrei hamace. So, that's only a mitzvah derabbanan, mitzvah the kaim divrei hamace. And yet, we're kofa. So how can Rashi say here that we're not kofa? Because it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. You see in mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames that even though it's only a derabbanan, we're still kofa. So this is when he has some sort of tzava, he has a will. So it's only a mitzvah derabbanan, and yet we do it. We are kofa. So how can Rashi say we're not kofa the Yisomim to pay their father's loan because it's only a mitzvah derabbanan? Here the mitzvah derabbanan, we are kofa. So Tosfos explains she'ein kofa al mitzvah zu mishum shu mitzad kibud ov. The reason we're not kofa on this mitzvah like we see in the Sugya of Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis is because it's mitzad kibud ov, and we're not kofa on a mitzvah se'esei sheman schar v'tzida. We're not kofen a mitzvah essay, as we've been discussing in the previous shiurim, for an mitzvah essay where the reward is written. If the reward is written, like Rashi says, that the Torah is telling you that this is the consequence of not keeping the mitzvah, but not that there's going to be no kfiya. And kofen al mitzvah essay, sheman schar kosov b'tzida. And it says this about the mitzvah of Kibarav in Chulin Kuf Yud Amid Beis. So the pshat is not that we're not kofe because it's a mitzvah derabbanan that Tosis rejects, but we're not kofe because man schar kosev b'tzida. It's a mitzvah of Kibarav. We're not kofe on Kibarav. Ulefize, od yekshel shitat Rashi. Even more difficult than Rashi, because lefi Rashi it's mashma that if it would be a mitzvah midayraisa, if it would be a mitzvah midayraisa, are you koyfin? Vareila hedya. from the Sugyan Chul. And now you're not kofen mitzvahs kibud av aim. This is a mitzvah sheshman sarakas v'betzida. So Rashi says you're not kofen because only a mitzvah rabbanim. If you're mitzvah rice, you would be kofen. It's kibud av aim. It's man sarakas v'betzida. So there should be no kfiya. So we have the Rashi's in double trouble. He's in trouble because he says that it's tam mitzvah rabbanim, you're not kofen. Tosfu is not sure you are kofim, it's kaim divrei ameis. And Rashi implies that if it would be a mitzvah d'oraisa, lu yehi, that would be a mitzvah d'oraisa, it would be kofim, it's not true. Man tzchor kosev b'tzida. Chasim Sofer talks about this in Siman Kufayim Zayin that we've mentioned. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Chelek Aleph and Kuf Chof Tes, writes Ladas Rashi, Ein ha mitzvah zu mitzad kibud ov v'aim, Ayin Sham. But if that were true, you want to defend Rashi and say it's not kibud av aim to be pareh choy v'aviyem, then the other yorshim should be chayiv. V'loy kein nokat b'pshitus hatumim d'simin kuf zayin siv kotnam. So to say that it's not mitzad kibud av aim opens up a can of worms. The tumim holds not like that. You don't want to get in trouble with the tumim. And in Pashtus it is, it didn't keep it up. So based on what we said in the previous year, we can explain as follows. That Rashi holds Kitshitas HaRitzba that we saw in Tesim Bavabasar and Avches Shegam B'mitzvah Shemat Nischar Kosev B'tzida based in must impose their will. They must force. As we explained in the previous year from the Ritzvah, not midin chiyuv beizdin, but midin kol echad ve'echad. That everybody has to make sure this person's doing his mitzvah, because by not doing his mitzvah, he's harming all of us. So it's not enough that Tosfos says that you're not kofa on this mitzvah because it's matan schar kosev b'tzida, it's kibud avein. Yeah, but we saw on the Ritzvah that you are kofa. Not mitzad din beizin, mitzad din kol echad ve'echad. So this din kfiyah is midina didan. It's for our din. To make sure that he's not harming us. That's our right to make sure that a person does what he's supposed to be doing. Din kfiya bezeh medina didan ve'en kfiya lekayim es chiyuvo. It's not mitzad him. It's not us. Klapei zekos of Rashi, shekevin she mitzvah ba'alma midrabanan, ve'ena miforeshes, dina mitzvah derabanan lo chayil ila ala mechuy of atzma, ve'ena inyan la'acherim, achare she'eni dover be'etzem, shebzeresh nam inyan l'chol Yisrael. Since it's tam mitzvah derabanan, it's not explicit. Din mitzvah derabanan is only chayil ala mechuy of atzma. It has nothing to do with other people. If it was a dover be'etzem, it was a chiyuv be'etzem, an inherent obligation, then everybody would be obligated in it and to make sure that he fulfills his obligation. But if it's the rabbanon, it's something that the rabbi said, you have to definitely have to listen to the rabbis. It's not an inherent mitzvah. If it would be, the Torah would have already told us. So mitzad dina didan, we're not kofeh. far as our din is concerned, we're not kovach, because only mitzvah rabbanon. Rashi is taka right. The Mashmo says if it would be Doraisa, it would be kofer. It's adina didan, the our din, as we were marich in the previous year. Not mitzad din beizdin, but mitzad not mitzad din beizdin that the beizdin has to make sure everybody fulfills their own individual specific chiyuv, but mitzad that they have to make sure that that all Jews are responsible to make sure this person keeps his chiyuv because he's harming us when he doesn't keep his chiyuv. And now also it's not shever that kofen al mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. Because this is not a mitzvah essay. Shema'an schar kasev b'tzida. And since it's not ma'an schar kasev b'tzida, now we can force mitzad din diday, because of his din, like we said, when it's a mitzvah say shema and schar kasev b'tzida, so mitzad his din you don't force, you only force mitzad our din. But mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames is not a mitzvah say shema and schar kasev b'tzida, so medina diday you have to force him, mitzad him. Klape his din, there's no difference between Mr. Rabban and Mr. Daraisa. Sof, he's mechuyev. We have to force him. That's why you force him into the Kaim Divrei Ames, because he has an obligation to fulfill his responsibility. Not klapei din didan, not our din, his din. Mitzvah is some for a chov aviyem. Mishum kvoda v'yem, but Beis Din doesn't force. Because it's only derabanan. So mitzad our din, we're not mechuyev, we're not responsible. Mitzad dina didan, we're not responsible. And mitzad dina didhu, mitzad his din, we also don't force him, because ma'an schar kasev b'tzida. If it would be d'oraisa, then we would force him, mitzad dina didan. You're right, man schar kasev b'tzida, so that's as far as din didhu, as we explained the previous year. As far as his din is concerned, if it's man schar kasev b'tzida, say, okay, that's not going to be the consequence, the forcing. Consequence, the pasuk tells you what the consequence is, the schar that you're not going to get. As far as he's concerned, but as far as we're concerned, we have to force him, if it's daraisa. So the Tumim, in fact, in Kuv Zayin Sif Katan Aleph, writes B'Divrei Rashi, the reason we don't force him, it's B'Tzeir, if it's a mitzvah essay, Shema'an Schar Kasev B'Tzida, and therefore there's no Kfiyah. And since Beis Din aren't Muzhar, Beis Din don't have to force him. With the Rabbanim, we go down one Darga and we can't force. Similar to what we're saying, put the two together. Man schar kasev betzida, and therefore Beisdin aren't mushar, and as we explained, mitzad the Beisdin. And with the Rabbanim, we go down and we don't force it all. Even mitzad us, Beisdin is in mushar because it's matan schara, and it's only the Rabbanim, so we don't force. Not a mitzvah batsim. So that's Shitas Rashi. It's also a Yireyim. Das HaYireyim, Mitzvah Kuf Samach Dalet. He writes the din of the Brice and Ksubis Daf Pevav Amid Aleph that we started with. Bamedvar mamurim b'mitzvah loisase. Abu mitzvah esse like sukkah, lulav. He doesn't want to do it. Makan also al shetetzei nafsha. Bamedvar mamurim. Rashi says that you get 40 malchus. That's loisase. And it says makan also al shetetzei nafsha. Makan also Rashi says koydim shabal ase v'yesh biyado l'kayim. You hit him before he's over on the assay, and he can still be mekayim the assay. Not a punishment, to make sure he does the mitzvah. So the Yireyim says that the din of the brice and ksubis, that you give him malchus in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, makan also say nafsho, is only in a beis din of Eretz Yisrael, but a beis din of chutz laaretz is not allowed to force him b'makam also. He's out there. We learn the Bryce and Makin also is a knas. Knas b'mamon, you're not done in chutz laretz. Valo shchich, it's not shchiach. We're in chutz laretz, and we're not mekayim this in chutz laretz. Only in a beis din in Eretz Yisrael. Frek the Tofos rain there. Also in the chush harim and chosh mishpat siman al siv kon chavchas. It says in Chulin Kuf Yud Amud Beis, they took this guy who wasn't honoring his parents, and they attached him to a pillar to whack him. And then the Rav told them, "No, leave him alone, because he's dealing with Kibud Avim." We call Mitzvahs Esei Shemayin Schar Kotzav Bitzida Ein Beis Shal Matim Usharan Aleh. That if it's a mitzvah where Matan Schar is written next to it, Beis Din is in Mushar. And therefore, don't give him Malchus. Don't whack him until he's Mekayim the mitzvah. So there, we were dealing with, it was in Bavel. And anyway, there's no kfiyah. So why do you have to come on to Kol Mitzvah Seh Shemayin Schar Kasev Betzida? Ain Beis Shamatim Mushar Malea. You don't have to say that at all. Just say, Pasha, you're in Bavel. So even if Beis Din was Mushar, it wouldn't help. We're in Bavel. So the Kasha and the Yireyim. The Yireyim says that this din of Makanos Shetetz Nafsha doesn't apply in Bavel. See, the Gemara does. The Gemara says the only reason you're not applying the Makos is because Matan Schar Kasev Betzida, it's Kibud Avim. And not because of what the Yireyim says, that they were in Bavel. Look in the Chemdes Yisrael, Osnan Gimel. So So based on what we explained in the previous shiur, we could say as follows. That the Arayim writes that you don't give in Babel, only in Eretz Yisrael, he's only talking about mitzad the knas, mitzad the din bezdin. Because there the din kfiya comes machmas dina didei. It's because of his din. And therefore the Beis Din has to make sure that he fulfills his obligation. And they do onshin, and they enforce knasos. So this is tak only with Beis Din Mumchim. There's a din of Makinosa. It's a din of Didei. As far as his din is concerned, only the Beis Din carries this out, because Beis Din's job is to make sure everyone keeps their mitzvahs. If the din of the Brais and Ksubis, Daf Pei Vav, then Makanos Al Chetetzei Nafsho, was mitzad din adidan, and that they were Beis Din is Rak mitzad Shem Shluchim Didan, like the Chasim Sofer wanted to Taina, so you wouldn't need Beis Din Smuchim. The Reim holds you need a Beis Din Smuchim. And why are you giving him Malchus? The Yisod of the din of the Braisa is Mitzad Dina Didei, his din. And that comes from Kol Shaman Schar Kosev Etzida Ein Bezin Shamatim Mushar Maleh. So if Matan Schar is written next to it, then Beis Din isn't Musar. So like we explained in the previous shir, if it was Mitzad Dina Didan, our din, then this Matan Schar Kasev Tzida doesn't apply, because we are able to uphold our rights and prevent this person from sinning. This Matan Schar Kasev Tzida specifically applies to the Beis Din, and it's Dina Didei, it's his personal din that the Beis Din makes him fulfill his mitzvah. And Manschar Kasa Betzid has nothing to do with Dina Didan, our mitzvah, to make sure he fulfills his obligation, so that we're not harmed. And that's the makor of the Urayim. The Urayim says that it's Dina Didhu. And since it's Dina Didhu, it only applies to, it's his din, it only applies to Smucha Meretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Beis Din in Babel. As far as the Arayim is concerned, they wouldn't be giving Malchus at all in Chutz La'aretz. It's only in Eretz Yisrael, because it's Dina Didan. And for Dina Didan, for our din, you need a proper Beis Din. I mean, it's Dina Didhu, it's his din. In order to make sure that he fulfills his din, you need a proper Beis Din, a Beis Din of Smuchim. Beis Din of Chutz La'aretz is not allowed to get involved. So if it would be mitzad din adidan, you would need a beis din. But the Urayim holds that you do need a beis din because it's mitzad din aditu. And since it's mitzad din aditu, you need a proper beis din. And therefore it's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. Not in Bavel. What are you going to do with the Gemara in Chulin, Adav Kuf Yud Amud Beis, that we asked from? That they took the guy and they were going to give him lashes and they attached him to the pillar. So the answer is that they thought it was all Medina Didan. They understood that it's mitzad us, our general obligation. Beis Din is coming mitzad the general obligation to make sure that people don't sin, that all of us have, not only Beis Din, not as far as this person fulfilling his obligation, but as far as preventing this person from causing harm to us by not fulfilling his obligation. What we call Dina Didan, our Din. So they understood, since in the Gemara and Chulin they understood it was our Din, Memela, they engaged in coercion. And they didn't realize it was mitzad din adidhu. That's the way the Urayim held. And therefore, it's enough just to say that they're in Babel. But they understood that it's mitzad din adidan. That's why you're forcing him. And therefore that would apply in Babel as well. For that you don't need a beis din. And therefore when the Gemara asked, all the Gemara asked from it said, that a mitzvah shemat tzar kasa b'tzida, you don't get malchus. And it didn't say, we're in Babel. Because the Gemara understood in Chulin that being in Bavel, you're still chayev, mitzad din adidan, mitzad our din. And the Gemara obviously also understood that Matan Schar Kasav Bitsida applies to us as well. But not only, as we've been understanding until now, that if it's din on the Beis Din, the Beis Din has to make sure he fulfills his obligation, din aditu. If Matan Schar Kasav Bitsida, Beis Din doesn't get involved. This Gemara's understanding that applies to us as well. When it's our obligation, or not our obligation, but our right to stop him from doing the Aveira, in such a case, that Man Schar is Kasav Bitsita, we don't get involved. Since the Gemara was understanding it's mitzad din adidan, Mele would apply in Chutz Laretz as well. Because in Chutz Laretz we still have this obligation to make sure people don't sin and harm us. We still have this right. So that was the Mahalach of the Gemara in Chulin. But the Urayim is learning that it's only mitzad din adidei. And that's the koach of the Beis Din. That Beis Din has to enforce, make sure people keep their mitzvahs, but that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a possible Havana in the Urayim, if I'm understanding it correctly. And I'm going to give ourselves a bracha that we should continue being Lomar Ulamed. Lishmor Balas, the Kaimus called every Salmon Teresa via Hava, Amen via Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest and Husband, beloved friend.